So we're pulling back the curtains and letting you see kind of the secrets, the secret workings of New Game Plus just a little bit here. The
sneaky stuff.
Yeah, we have never done this, and I could pretty firmly say that we will never do this again.
Really?
But yeah, I don't think so. I mean, the very nature of what this episode is typically is something that very few people know about.
That's true.
And so I think the more that we were to do stuff like this, the more people would know about it. But I do think it's good every once in a while to highlight some of the things that we do, because I think the majority of our audience might not have any idea that we do some of these things, because we don't necessarily talk about it much. So in each and every one of our normal episodes, we mention at the conclusion of our episode that we've got a Patreon. We don't spend much time there. It's Kenny's little segment, and so it's often bad. But yeah. he does mention our currently three producers, and then he thanks our patrons for supporting us, and we really do appreciate all of the support we get. It's an incredible thing. But that Patreon page there at patreon.com/NGP podcast is actually the backbone to New Game Plus.
Yeah, in a lot of ways, money, yeah, but like community support is huge too. And we never have pushed it really hard because we just aren't those people. Like, I've seen some YouTubers, for instance, that like that's the first thing they start the video with and the last thing they end with. And it's just like, we've never been those people, but we really rely on our patrons and love them very much.
Oh yeah. And we determined from the start that like our podcast was never going to have a paywall. Like,
absolutely.
The bulk of our content is free for everyone.
Sure.
But then there will be additional stuff that we create that is completely extra. I can't help but compare it to video games. So like there's going to be additional content that is just like accessories, you know, that will make your character look cooler, but
cosmetics,
it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cosmetics, but it's not pay to win. But that you could purchase if you want to, you know, to just get a little extra flair. And that's what Patreon is.
Right.
We've got a few different levels of support in Patreon. And one of them at our $10 level is one of the bonuses there. We've got rewards for each of these different levels. Some of the rewards on some of the levels is like early access to video content. Another one is producer level status. You get complete access to unedited episodes every single week. That's intense. We put it way up there because we don't want everybody to know how messy our actual recordings typically are.
Right.
We've got stickers. We've got a few different other things in there. And once again, you can go to that website and check that out. But at one of our levels, we produce semi-regular secret episodes.
Yeah, and those secret episodes are super casual. Like, if you've heard our normal podcast, it's more structured, and we try not to talk over each other. We try to keep it, like, pretty on topic, but our secret episodes are kind of like just us having conversations about whatever we want to.
Yeah, and they're very lightly edited, if edited at all.
Right.
We aren't talking about a particular retro video game. Some of our secret episodes have been about current games that we're playing. So Nolan, you and I have done one recently talking about Final Fantasy 15 because we were both playing it.
Yeah, I know. Give me a hard time.
I think last year at about this time, we did a recording talking about the Steam Summer Sale. We've come together and talked about... I've done one on a game that I was playing, That Dragon Cancer.
I did one about the Switch. Just being annoying about the Switch more than I am in Discord.
And then Kenny did one, like a light review of the Super Nintendo Classic or Nintendo Classic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember which one it was.
That's right.
But we decided to actually share a secret episode with the masses today. So this is our bonus episode for this month, for June. And we're letting you see behind the curtain again. We are letting you have access to one of our secret episodes, this one that we're recording right now. And this one only. You will not have access to any other secret episodes, but again, we wanted to share one of them with you so that you can kind of get a behind the scenes look at what some of our patrons get on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah. And it just so happens that the Steam Summer Sale is happening at the time of this recording. In fact, it started today.
Perfect timing.
June 21st. And that's what this episode is going to be about.
So we literally have links up where we're probably looking, and we've looked throughout the day. I mean, both you and I were at work today counting down the minutes until the sale released. But let's be... Before we talk about the games in particular, let's be honest up front, because you and I have both been, we used to be super excited about this sale, and we're still a little bit. I mean, we were both counting down, so like we knew exactly when it released, but
yeah,
it used to be a super exciting thing where I would look daily, especially because they did a thing called flash sales, which on certain days, certain games would be on an extreme sell, but then they wouldn't be that at that price the next day. And so you had to really stay on top of things to see what was going down, what was available. You may not make certain purchases until the very end of the sell so that you could get it at the cheapest amount. There's a fun component there, kind of like a gambling type component there, but they did away with it a year or two ago.
Yeah. And if we're being honest, then that's kind of what killed a lot of it for me. So in place of flash sales, which, by the way, you said the next day they wouldn't be there. Sometimes flash sales would last an hour because the deal would be that good.
Yeah.
And you'd tell your friends, like, dude, you need to go buy Fallout right now. It's $3. And you log in and do it. And they also had, like, collectibles. And they still do. Like, I think this year the theme is Intergalactic Summer Sale. And so you get these little alien cards or something. But... it just felt like it felt like more of a thing and just more rewarding when you saved more. And in place of flash sales, now it's just everything is on sale that's going to be on sale until the end of the sale. Right. And then they'll feature different games every day. So today they've had the same games on the front page that they've had all day. Tomorrow it'll be another handful of games. And
it's, for me, it's kind of hard to look through. The store has never been very user friendly, and because they want you to purchase certain games, and so they put it out there and promote certain ones, and then you have to go digging to find what all the games are, and so that makes it somewhat frustrating. I think, though, another big part of it, and you mentioned it earlier to me offcast, is that we've been a part of the Steam sales now for a few years, and there's not tons and tons of new games that are coming out each and every year, at least not that would be on sale. And so, like, we've purchased at great prices a lot of the games that are being sold, you know, this year and each and every year.
Right. And, like, for me, I'm not a day one kind of guy. That's actually a lie nowadays. I'm definitely day one buyer for Nintendo games, but that doesn't apply here. So, like, Witcher 3, for instance, was one of the ones that I put off on buying, and then I got it way later for way cheaper. So for people that wait on games, it's amazing, whether it's flash sale or no flash sale. It's great. But yeah, I think our libraries are just now at the point where we'll grab the newest indie title because it's $4, $5 cheaper than it already is. And maybe one AAA title. I don't know. Here's the way to do it. Here's a pro tip. If this is your first summer sale, your first Steam sale, the way to go about doing it now is to build your wish list. So you can go on game pages in Steam and hit add to wish list, like Amazon. And
that's true.
When it goes on sale, you get an email notification. So today I got an email that said 10 of your games are on sale on the wish list. That's, and so that's smart. How you filter through.
Super smart. I haven't done that before, and so it's really hard for me to go through and look. And especially, it's hard for me to remember what games I even want, you know, when it comes around this time.
Yeah.
But if you do it like that, just in advance, when you know a game's coming up, and put it on your wish list, that's super smart. Another good thing to do is to not be a day one gamer, especially with PC. I mean, you got to let that game come out and all the kinks worked out. I've learned that that's the best way to play the games that I like to play, at least.
As an Assassin's Creed fan.
As an Assassin's Creed fan. I wait a year and then I play it and have no problems and it's wonderful. So like I just started Origins with my wife, but it you do that with these AAA titles and then you can then get it for one of its first massive sells, you know, like 6 months into the game's life or 9 months in, or maybe even a year later. Sure, you won't play it right away, but there's plenty of other games that you can play.
Yeah. Like I've learned to build up tolerance to that. I used to let the hype rule me. Like I would be like, oh, I have to get this game. Like I have to pre-order this game. And now I don't let that happen. Yeah. Like I stay away from trailers. If I'm interested in a game, like, From Software, the guys who developed the Dark Souls, the Souls games, they have got a new game that they showed at E3. I saw the teaser. That's all I'm going to watch. And I'm going to wait a while. And it's just better that way.
That being said, there are some developers that you trust fully and you will buy them day one.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
So let's talk specifics. Looking through some of the lists here, looking at the games that are available and on sale currently right now and will be for the next week, I think. Are there any... Let's do this first, if it's okay with you. Let's talk about titles, you know, that we might already have and that other people need to definitely grab because they're cheap right now. And then we can talk about a few that we really want to cop ourselves.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
So I always, every single time that I'm coming to a Steam Summer Sale, I will... And I'm relatively new to these games too, which is just mind-blowing. But I am always going to be a huge advocate for Portal 1 and 2. They are... Yep. Brilliant, creative. They're not just games for people that like puzzles. They're games for people who love story and characters. And it blew my mind. You can get Portal 1 and 2 for $3 total.
Stupid. That's stupid.
Doesn't make sense. Those are... So the first game, you can play in 2 hours, but you'll probably spend more like 4 or 5. But the second game is full. It's a full game. And you can get both of those... beautiful, classic, incredible games for only $3. That's a steal.
That's less than like going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like that's an easy buy. You don't even have to worry about it. You won't think about it later. It's just now you have the games.
It's less than 2 double deeker tacos.
Double deekers. You can go without your double deeks. Let's see. One that I wouldn't recommend first, I would recommend it, but it's not the one that came to mind first, but I just saw it in my library. The Arkham games are dirt cheap right now. Arkham Asylum, Game of the Year Edition with all the extra stuff, $5. Arkham City, Game of the Year Edition, also $5. And Arkham Knight is... Hold on, I'm doing this live, which I think is fine. Arkham Knight is $6.79. And that's the newest one, so...
And that's so many hours of entertainment.
That's $15 for an entire franchise.
Yeah.
So worth it.
Like that, you can get any of the Fallout games. Fallout 4 is not really a game, but like Fallout New Vegas, $3.29, Nolan.
That is a must purchase right now. That's at the top of my list. That's the Game of the Year edition?
No, that's just a standard. I guess you could get, let's see.
Game of the Year is like 5 or 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
Fallout
stupid.
3 Game of the Year is $10. So it's probably about the same there.
Must purchase.
I mean, you can get Fallout 2 as well. Fallout Shelter is free to play.
That's true. Is it on Steam?
Yeah, it's on Steam now too.
Oh, okay.
I think it came out Steam the same time it came out for you on Switch.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you've got the Fallout games. I always say Ori and the Blind Forest now that I was introduced to it, especially in preparation for the second game that was talked about at E3 recently. You can get Ori and the Blind Forest right now for $10.
Or is it even an indie game? Who made that game?
I think it's Ubisoft, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, that's a great purchase there. Binding of Isaac, I would recommend. It's $4.99. It's a... let's see what Steam calls it. A roguelike indie replay value difficult action game. So it's like a top-down Zelda game, but it's random. It's randomized. Every run you do, like every playthrough, you'll get random items. The rooms will be randomized. It's just a really fun action game.
Yeah. Correction on Ori. It was developed by Moon Studios and published by Microsoft.
Okay, gotcha.
I wonder, is Child of Light on sale? I bet.
Absolutely. Right? Let me check. Yeah, that is Ubisoft and also a really good game. It's on sale for $5.
Gotta get it. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
Dang, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know you loved it, but it's an RPG. It's beautiful.
Hey, would you encourage people to get Rocket League for $10?
Yeah, I would. I won't play it with you, but yeah, it's you. Most people would get enjoyment for $10. Hollow Knight is a recent, or more recent, indie game that was very successful, a lot of fun, another beautiful game. It's $10 right now.
So if you're okay with that, let's use that as a bridge to go over into games that we're going to probably try to play ourselves. Because Hollow Knight is one of the ones I've stayed away from it, because while I see some similarities to Ori and the Blind Forest, for sure, and Child of Light some, I feel like it's more platformy, and I get frustrated at those. So, but it's beautiful, and the soundtrack is great, and I've heard so many good things about it.
I think you would like it. It is, it's more platformy than Ori, I think. But, like, I think Ori had more puzzles, but, like, from the little bit of Hollow Knight that I've already played, it's not hard. Like, it's an easier platformer. And there's story. I want Ni No Kuni 2 Revenant Kingdom.
Come again?
That might be a surprise. So it's this RPG. It's a sequel, obviously, to the first one. And the graphics look like Studio Ghibli. The dude that makes beautiful anime movies. you've probably heard of him. But the graphics look like that. Looks like an anime. And it looks like a lot of fun.
I am looking to get Hotline Miami.
You still don't have it?
I still don't have it. It still like looks like something I'd like to play. $2.49. It's that top-down shooter with like an epic soundtrack and really gory, but very cartoony. Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it. It is fun. It's like it's like an arcade game.
Yeah.
Like, it feels very arcade.
And I'm sure it's short-lived fun. Like, it's not going to be endless amounts of fun. But again, it's $2.49. That's a double deeker.
Oh, for sure. That's a double deeker easy. Must buy.
I told you before, but I'm still thinking about Doom. I've thought about it multiple times. The new Doom. It's for $15 right now. It came out just in 2016, raving reviews. I'm not a huge Doom fan, just in general. I'm not a huge first-person shooter fan, but I don't know. And I'm not a huge that aesthetic fan, like that kind of dark demon hell stuff.
Yeah, but I can see you liking it, though.
There's just something there, man, like about just the brutal power and story.
It just looks quality.
Yeah, it just looks quality. That's it.
I want Celeste. That's another indie game that was very successful, just came out, and it's on sale, it's $15, but I kind of want it on Switch, and I think it would be a really fun game to have on the go, so I might hold off and just get that on Switch later. I want Dark Souls 3, the deluxe edition is 70% off and is $25, or I can just get Dark Souls 3 for like 10 or something like that.
What's different with the deluxe edition? Does it come with like...
It's got there's a DLC with it.
Okay.
Or it's the season pass, which includes DLC, I'm sure, like some cosmetic stuff.
Yeah. I'm interested in, I'm going to look a little bit deeper into, but after we played Devil May Cry, this might surprise you as a part of the show. Dude, if I could get the whole series for, $10, $15, that I might. But
yeah, I mean, you may never play it, but $10, for that many games.
Right, right. And one of my questions for you, are you thinking about getting any of the Final Fantasy games? You know, they're trying to get a lot of them, if not all of them, on PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 13 is only $8. I might buy that. I own it for PS3, but I don't know. It'd be nice to have it on my PC.
Yeah, I would love one day to have all the Final Fantasy catalog on Steam.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
In my Steam library. What I'm nervous about is I think it may have been 13 a couple years back on Steam when it first came out, and it was not optimized. It was just like, let's try to make this work.
Well, I think they patched it, and also you can always rely on like community patches. Like unofficial ones that you can install and mods to fix things. Yeah. I think it's playable. I want Final Fantasy IX, which is my favorite one. It's $15.
It's 15 still? That's a surprise.
It's that good.
What's the percentage sell? Can you see it there?
Percentage off?
Yeah, like
It's 30%
off. 30% off? Okay.
So it's usually 20. It's down to 14. And then Final Fantasy X and X-2, the remaster. Again, I own this on PS3, but it's $14, and that might be cool to own.
Yeah. I think one of the key things here is if you look for the bundles. So we've been naming a lot of single games, but I think where you're going to get some of the best deals is some of the bundles in this thing. There's bundled games either of series or of like a bunch of content, like Ultimate Editions or whatever, that comes together. And usually you can find some really, really, really good bundled deals in these sales.
Hmm. I need to look at that because they don't display those because I think, you can save quite a bit more by getting bundles.
Yeah.
But if you click on a game you want, scroll down because it'll say there. It'll be like, hey, this appears in this bundle. And you're like, oh, that's $10 for a whole nother game. Let me buy that.
Right. I would encourage you, if you don't know about it yet, steamdb.info. So Steam database, db.info. That gives you access to seeing very specific. You can do it. It's a lot better than the Steam store itself. Like you can search for games a lot easier. You can see.
And you can sort by like price, discount, when it came out, when the sale started. It's just better.
Yeah. Well, that's our secret episode. Let us know what games you're copping this Steam Summer Sale. You can find us in our Discord, links on our social media, or email us at ngppodcast@gmail.com. And again, visit us at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/NGP podcast. You can find out how you can get access to more secret episodes. If you join now, you can get access to all, I think, 10, 11, 12 secret episodes we've done so far. Yep. And any future ones as well as any of the content, any of the rewards for the previous levels will be available to you as well. Thank you for your support, and feel free to find us at ngppodcast.com.